Welcome to Universal After Dark, a Universal podcast that's not the same as all the others. Hello, and welcome to Universal After Dark. Joining me on this episode is P-Dabs.
Hello, and welcome back to Universal After Dark.
Yeah, we never really went away, did we?
No.
Very, very quickly, right, we were shutting this down, and we were folding it into Diz After Dark. We couldn't agree on a name. They all sounded a bit corny. There might be a show coming out soon hosted by Nick called Theme Parks After Dark. We don't know. And we just felt it was the thing to do with so much growth coming at Universal shortly was to keep this going.
Yeah. Basically, Universal is going to explode. It's going to be a whole different beast in what? Less than 2 years.
We'll rename it Epic.
Yeah. You add a third park and it changes. Like I've said on previous shows, I'm now splitting my holidays to Florida because I just don't think you'll be able to do both on one trip.
That makes absolute sense. Absolute sense. You know, when we focus on Halloween Horror Nights and go for 5 days, you're literally in the thick of it at Universal and there's so much to do there. So we did just feel it was a bit of a shame to lose this podcast, the history of this podcast, the notoriety of this podcast, if you will. We've had ups and downs. We're not a UUOP. We never will be. We'll never pretend it to be, you know. No. We're not experts.
We're fans.
Yeah, we're dickheads, basically. So with that being said, what are you drinking?
I'm not, because it's lunchtime. Actually, I have got a drink next to me. I've got one of those blooming cherry and blood orange things. So I'll have that while I'm sitting there. I'd forgotten it was there.
Flashback day to my wedding night, cherry and blood orange.
Yeah.
I've got a cup of Yorkshire tea, because as you say, it's dinner time.
It is.
So again, very quickly with this podcast, we used to have a set time. It's still going to be a monthly show.
Yeah.
And we're going to try and set it to a date. So maybe the fourth, maybe the first Monday of every month, something like that is when it will come out. The Patreons stick with us. We're learning that. We've just created a new Patreon tier now for $2, people. And you get everything that you got on the $6 tier. We're after more Patreons. That's what we're after. And we're sort of reducing the cost as well. Bear with us. It's a nice cheap price. You're not going to miss it. It's not even half a beer now, is it? It's a coffee. It's not even a coffee.
No, exactly. It's you could literally have half a coffee and half a and a Patreon.
Yeah.
So get a small coffee. Get a small coffee and then you can have Patreon.
And there's hundreds of episodes there if you're brand new to Patreon. There's hundreds of episodes to go back. Yep. And Nick's on all of them if you're missing Nick.
He's literally on pretty much all of them except for the few that I've covered and the few that you've covered over the last couple of years. It's all Nick.
It's 100% Nick show. So now that Nick doesn't have the money anymore... give the Patreon to us. So that's the basics of what's coming up. So on this episode, I'm hoping to have a second half of this show where I'll be joined with Sinead. It might be just me and Sinead. It might be P-Dubs and Sinead and me as well, where she's doing her trip planning for her up-and-coming trip. But it will be on the second half of this show regardless. But on the first half... again, rather than news and all that, go and get that from UUOP.
We will dive into that. Like, obviously, as we've just learned, Epic Universe is just around the corner. We've not even scratched the surface on Epic yet, considering it is half built.
I think we've got to do an episode, maybe the June episode, maybe, and just talk a pure Epic episode, maybe something like that.
And we will be diving into the things that we had been doing like a year ago when we were doing things like Eat It and hotels and stuff like that. Because again, we've not scratched the surface on half of this. As we say, we're fans. We're not people that are there every couple of weeks. So there's still things, a lot of things that we don't know about that I'm sure we can dive into a little bit more.
Oh, absolutely. So the future's bright. The future's universal. Scouse, yeah. Oh, yeah, don't forget our sister podcast. Well, our daughter podcast of this, this podcast. After Dark Halloween Adventure. New artwork coming soon. But that is back. That's me and you talking Halloween Horror Nights. So if you want to talk specific Halloween Horror Nights, reach out to us. We'll have you on as a guest. That one has got no time scale. It's when there's news or we've got a guest, basically, we'll talk.
Yeah. Yeah. But as we say, it's kind of the addendum to the show.
Yes.
Because we know not everybody wants to listen to Halloween Horror Nights all the time.
No. And there will be the odd bit of news in here, like, but not that much. But the will. Whatever. Whatever. Anyway, then, P Dabs, in October last year, you went to.
I did. I went to Hollywood. Hollywood, baby.
Hollywood. Hollywood. What was it like then?
It was lovely, to be honest. As I said, we've talked about the other half of my holiday. Down at Disney on the Disney show, and we talked about Halloween Horror Nights on Halloween Adventure, but the Universal side of it got missed just because there was other people that had been on trips, like Mr. D had been to Orlando at the time, and it just got bypassed.
It just got swallowed up, didn't it? And then Christmas happened, and the rest is history.
So what happened was we'd spent the first kind of three quarters of the week at Disney. So we did 4 days at Disney. Then a couple of days we stayed around Knott's Berry Farm. Only did 1 day at Knott's Berry Farm, but then we drove up, because obviously that's down in Anaheim. It's about an hour's drive. So what we did, we actually drove to Studio City on the way. I stopped at Warner Brothers.
Wow.
Which, for those that don't know, you can actually see from Universal Studios. The theme park, the bulk of the theme park is up in the Hollywood Hills. So from Universal, because you have to go, there's a couple of bits that are down on what they call the lower lot, including the studio itself. But the theme park's up in the hills. So you can see the other studios from Universal. It kind of opens out. So when you go down to the studio tour, Studio City kind of opens out in front of you. So from there, as I say, we actually went to Warner Brothers on the way. We did the studio tour there on the way, and you can see that from Universal. We drove past the Disney Studios, which again you can see from Universal. So it's the bulk of those studios are no longer really in Hollywood.
Yeah,
they're kind of in a place, as I say, Studio City, Burbank, even Universal City. It's got its own kind of region within the confines of LA County. So we did Warner Brothers, and then literally Universal was maybe 15 minutes away from there. So you kind of have to drive back up into the hills. So it was probably the easiest drive of the trip, if I'm honest, because most of it was straight up the freeway, up the 101. Universal is sat just off the 101 freeway. So for the first time, we'd never stayed at Universal. Now, Universal in Hollywood hasn't got its own hotels like Orlando, but it has got two what is technically on-property hotels, and they really are on-property. You can see them from the park. So there's the Sheraton. We didn't stay at the Sheraton. We stayed at the Hilton.
Yeah.
Which is really literally, it takes about 5 minutes to walk to the front entrance of the parks, which was fantastic, so much easier.
So it's like a different way of doing it as well, isn't it? So have they got on property hotels, Universal, or absolutely
no?
Nothing?
They've got nothing. Nice. There had been talk when I first started going. So I've worked out kind of, for anybody that doesn't know, this is kind of time sensitive, so it may not mean anything to you if you listen to this 2 years down the line. But Hollywood's just gone into a writer's strike.
Oh, yeah,
So everything's shut down. But the second time I went to LA was the last time they had a writer's strike. So it was 16 years ago. I've just worked it out, like, this week when they started talking about it. So when I was there then, they had... This is really bizarre. There's a, because it's up in the hills, there's a like a hill that goes up. So from the bottom, you come, there's a train station right at the bottom. And you go up this hill, you can either get on a tram, you can drive up it. The car parks are at the top. You can drive up it, you can walk up it. And there weirdly used to be a Chinese restaurant halfway up the hill that had nothing to do with Universal, nothing at all. And then the meantime, since I hadn't been for like a decade, it's been knocked down. And they'd been taught that they were going to build a hotel there. But nothing has ever come of it. So it's still just these two chain hotels that are classed as on property. And doesn't seem to be going happening anytime soon. But that's going to change. So, yeah, it's a strange one. I've never quite understood why they haven't got an on property hotel.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was so easy. We actually used our, this was one of the hotels that we used our club card vouchers on.
Oh, the Tesco club card.
Yeah, so it didn't cost us anything.
Wow.
To stay there. So, and it wasn't, the hotel's lovely. Don't get me wrong, it was perfect. We didn't have like a special room or anything. There was no theme park view from where we were. We could actually, we could see the freeway. So it wasn't all bad. You could sit there and watch the cars zoom past and laugh at them in the traffic. But yeah, there was no view or anything like that. But it was lovely. It was perfect. We stayed there. We did two nights there to coincide with our 2 days in the theme parks. And yeah, it was a perfect location. I wouldn't, if I went to Universal, I wouldn't want to stay anywhere else. I have to be honest, because it's just so easy being on property there.
So, like, Universal Orlando is all-consuming, huge crowds on like, opening time, big build-up. Yeah. Is it the same at Hollywood Studios? Is it a great big expanse to walk in? Is there hundreds of people?
It's quite busy, I have to say. Their security leaves a lot to be desired. Just because of the location, it's City Walk, as it does in Orlando, kind of opens out. Yeah. But it really is. You literally come into like the opening of the theme park right in front of you. And if you're coming from elsewhere, you kind of have to go through security at the entrance. It's not set away from the gates to the park. But yeah, it's very similar in terms of how you get in through the gates of the studios. It's all set up through the arch. It's all very similar to Orlando.
And is it like when you walk into Disneyland Paris, it's like you know where everything is, but it's like you're in an alternate universe. Is it a similar vibe?
Yeah, it very much. You walk in and this statue's been there for years, but it's kind of like cameramen, directors and stuff like that, kind of in a fountain as you walk straight in, and that's right in front of you. Yeah. And then you basically walk down like a boulevard, like you would do in a main street or something like that. And then the park kind of opens out as you get to the bottom of it. And it all kind of feels like you're on a back lot. So they look like production cottages and things like that. And then, as I say, it kind of opens out. You don't really hit an attraction for quite a while. And that attraction was actually new to us. It was the Kung Fu Panda show that we hadn't seen before, that had replaced Shrek 4D out there. So that was something new. Unfortunately, Waterworld, which is one of my favourite shows, was closed for refurbishment while we were there, which happens quite regularly because it's a water show, and they have to change the actors, because the actors are basically they're stunt actors. So yeah. Those actors could get a job working on a film or something. So they have to switch through actors. So they might do 6 months on the show and then they'll get a job on a Hollywood film. And that'll be it. They'll gone and they'll have to go through the training process again. It kind of does get taken down. I would probably say it gets taken down for like every 6 months to go through. And there's quite a lot of special effects in it. So it's not a surprise that goes down. But yeah, unfortunate, but one of those things. And then kind of after that, those two attractions, that's when you hit the Wizarding World, which is pretty much exactly the same as Hogsmeade in Orlando.
It's even got got an archway, hasn't it, to go on Hagrid's, but it's just bricked up.
Yeah, same as it was in Orlando when they took out Drooling Dragons, put Hagrid's in. They did exactly the same thing there, and they blocked it off. It's pretty much. Some things might be in slightly different positions, not massively, but every attraction is, other than, as we say, Hagrid's isn't there, but you've got Flight of the Hippogriff. The main attraction is still there as well in Hogsmeade, in Hogwarts Castle. Forbidden Journey, that's there. Restaurants are the same, pretty much exactly a carbon copy.
Did you have a butterbeer? Was it the same?
We did, and it's exactly the same.
Because it's not in London, is it, in Watford?
Very much not. it's exactly the same out there. We ate in the Three Broomsticks that's in Hogsmeade?
Yeah.
We ate there just because it's stuff that, you know, you're going to like.
Traditional nearly English fare.
Yeah, pretty much. We enjoyed that. It's pretty similar. And then some other bits, I suppose we better touch on that aren't anywhere else. We did the pets attraction.
Pets a home.
Yeah, which, to be honest, it wasn't. I didn't think it was particularly great. The animatronics have got. They kind of remind me of the goblins in the bank. With hardly any movement to them.
Bit cheap then.
Yeah, and it's very, very slow moving.
Okay.
It kind of... You know how kind of Men in Black starts before you start the shooting bit?
Yeah.
Where it's very slow with very little movement. It kind of feels like that throughout the whole ride.
So it's a proper kiddie ride, like...
Yeah, very much so. And in fact, I don't think you would be able to fit two adults in a ride vehicle. It was very tight. We did that. That's one of the things that's different. Super Silly Funland. Basically it's a water splash pad with a spinner ride, which I can only equate to Hurl and Twirl.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same ride.
That's a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the splash land area, so all the kids can have it. Yeah. And you can sell them the merch, no doubt.
Yeah, and the Minions ride, exactly the same as Orlando. Unfortunately, replaced one of my favourite attractions, and I know it was the same for you. It replaced Terminator out in Hollywood. So it's a real shame that's kind of gone away. And I have to say, we did the... both the animal actors and the special effects stage, which are now both closed and won't be returning because it's where the start of their new Fast and the Furious roller coaster is going. That's going to be going down the hill into the lower lot.
Oh, why didn't he do that in Orlando?
Yeah. That's the current plan. It's not been officially announced, but we know what Universal are like.
Yeah, they built it already.
Build something and then go, oh, this is what it is. So, that they closed probably about 3 months ago. to not return, but really enjoyed them. And I kind of feel like, considering it is a Hollywood studio, that they kind of moved away from the practical stuff. So yeah, there's no Terminator, so no stunt show there. You've got Waterworld. How long that lasts, I don't know. I hope that doesn't go anywhere, but the way they're going, it wouldn't surprise me, because it is a large parcel of land.
We watched that on the Patreons, didn't we, when we first launched Patreon? Yeah. And yeah, I have to say, I really enjoyed that film, and I'd never, ever seen it.
And then, as I say, the stunt, the animal actors and the special effects stage is gone. So they really have moved away from it. And that was, and don't get me wrong, I still love it. It's the first theme park, proper theme park that I ever went to. And I still love the feeling of it, because it does, you still got that opportunity of kind of going down on the back lot. But even that kind of feels a little bit less fun than it used to. It doesn't feel like you're kind of in amongst filmmaking anymore. There's a lot of stuff that is now in Orlando. Kong, Fast and the Furious. We see that on Orlando in a bigger capacity. And it just feel like they've moved away from that movie making.
Yeah, that's a bit disappointing.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I still love it. You can still feel the atmosphere. And honestly, obviously, we didn't get Super Nintendo World or Super Mario World. They were a few months off from opening when we were there. And that may change things again, because it is the only one in North America at the moment.
I try and be excited. I don't understand. I mean, now they've got a hit Mario movie, so it sort of fits. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when it was a computer game, I'm like, it's a movie studio. I don't get it.
Yeah,
opening Nintendo theme park. But it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. But that may have changed it. And honestly, overall, there's not a lot that's really different. Yeah. Because it is one park, you've still got the likes of The Simpsons, as I say, Minions, Harry Potter. It's all still...
They've got Transformers, haven't they?
Yeah, they've got Transformers, which, again, that took out a special effects show as well. There used to be a backdraft show in that building. Very similar to, like, Earthquake and stuff like that. Where you used to walk in and the building would set on fire while you were in it. And things like that. So, yeah, that's another thing that's moved on. But, yeah, the studio tour is still the big, I think, the big difference maker between the two parks. Because you don't know. You might see someone filming. I just happen not to have seen anybody for ages on those tours.
But you have in the past, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I saw him filming Ghost Whisperer back in the day. So we saw Jennifer Love Hewitt filming. And we didn't get to see Courthouse Square from Back to the Future because they were filming an advert on it. So you just don't know. And that's an easy one to block off because it's within other buildings.
Yeah.
So they can easily block that off and send the tram on a different route. And yeah, it did. And this is the other thing I brought up with you guys. Part of the reason why I'm going to stay away from Halloween Horror Nights is because I do feel like it has a knock-on effect.
Yeah.
For a start, it shortens your day in the theme park because they have to close to let everybody in. I also feel like it affects your enjoyment of what's there during the day. So normally you drive past Bates Motel and the house. And we did still. But they'd set up the scare maze in front of it, or part of the tram tour, the terror tram, for the evening. And so it was kind of blocked off and you couldn't see this iconic bit of movie history because they put something else in front of it. So it does. And I loved Halloween Horror Night, so I wouldn't change that for the world getting to do Hollywood again for the first time in a decade. But sometimes it does have a knock-on effect, and maybe that did have an effect on how much I enjoyed it. But I'd still go. And if I was there, I'd still go.
How many days did you give the park?
We did 2 days.
And you were comfortable with that? You've smashed everything you needed to smash?
Yeah, pretty much did every ride. They've still got a mummy ride. I did the Jurassic World ride. I'm still of the opinion the Jurassic Park version is better. Still feels more iconic. The only thing I will say is the final lift hill with the battle between the two dinosaurs, the Indominus and the T-Rex, is an improvement. But relying on that big screen right at the start of the ride
takes it out a bit.
Has lost, and you used to have, obviously, the Orlando one, you've got that moment when you go through the gates of Jurassic Park. That's gone.
Yeah, that is still iconic. It still takes your breath away a little bit.
Yeah. That's gone, and you go straight into, as I say, this big underwater cavern that relies on the big screens for the Mosasaurus. Yeah. And it just feels like it's lost some of that, probably nostalgia. But the fact that Jurassic World isn't as highly thought of as Jurassic Park, it's still sad.
This is it going to be another decade before you go back, or would you?
I honestly don't know. There's no plans at the moment. We're planning Florida trips now to get in the stuff we've not seen at Walt Disney World, and then obviously Epic is going to take priority.
Yeah.
After that.
Because that side is in your DNA, isn't it? It is who you are. Yeah. That is where you're happiest.
Yeah. California is always, it was my first big theme park thing that I ever did. I was an annual pass holder at Universal Studios Hollywood 3 times. So the first time they upgraded us, we did the VIP tour. I went out with a couple of friends.
Yeah.
And they upgraded us to annual passes for $10.
Fantastic. Why wouldn't
which
you
wouldn't get now. And then I went back 9 months later. So it worked out well in the end. Originally, we'd just done it. We thought, oh, we'll just spend that $10 and then we'll get the discount for our second day.
Yeah.
And so I did it. And then I went back 9 months later. And then obviously when I got married, we went out for honeymoon. Again, we did the VIP tour and they upgraded us. It was more by that point. It was $25-$30. But we were doing multiple days, so we thought it's worth it. We'll get the discount. And then we renewed because we went back the following year, about 18 months later.
Yeah.
Three annual passes at Universal Hollywood.
And is there, you've given a lot of space up there to Mario. Sounds like Waterworld is on its last legs.
I would imagine so. I can't imagine that a film that's not that highly thought of can last much longer. I think it's done 20 years already. And as much as it's fun, I don't know how much longer it can sustain it.
So for them to expand over there, have they got to take stuff out, or have they got wasteland around it?
They haven't got any spare land.
Wow.
That's the problem. And even with Nintendo, they actually had to take down sound stages and move them further into the lot because they just didn't have the room. The biggest problem they've got is, and it was theirs to start with, it was their land. They had some land further back over the other side of the studio. So technically, they could have used that land, pushed the studio further back.
Yeah.
And then moved the theme park into that land. Unfortunately, they sold it and it's now a golf course. But that was when they were going through their money problems before Comcast came along and bought them. So unfortunately, you would have to remove stuff. And you've got to look at some of the properties that are there. As we said, Waterworld, We've talked about it over on Disney and this show. How long is The Simpsons in for?
Yeah.
I think that's prime land as well, that they could build something of their own.
They've got to. They've got to give Disney back their stuff and bring in their own. And let's be honest, Universe, Disney is not putting out any stuff.
No.
You know, they keep putting out flop after flop, don't they? Whereas Universal, it doesn't seem to be.
No.
Less flops, so to speak.
Yeah. But they seem to hit the target with all their animated stuff at Universal. Yeah,
definitely.
And so, and they keep going, and things that you think are dead come back in massive hits. Shrek coming back. Another Kung Fu Panda. A live-action How to Train Your Dragon. It just doesn't stop, and they are all hits. So why not use them?
Yeah, so should we wind this first half up?
Yep.
I'll have to make up an advert.
Just do an advert for Halloween Adventure.
Good idea. Oh, I'll tell you what. We're just thinking out the box all the time now.
Yeah. So if there's an advert for Halloween Adventure after this, you know it's worked.
Yeah, spot on. Cheers, La.
Cheers.
I'll see you on next month's episode.
Yeah.
I'll see you in the fog, is what they all say, I think.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you in the park.
All right, all, I'm Phil with Simon and Joe, and we are the new improved podcast, HHE. What does that stand for? Halloween Horror Events.
Yes, Phil, you are correct. We talk about Halloween events in the UK and the US. In the UK, we talk mainly about Tully Shot Oktoberfest, Scare City Experience, and many others. Also in America, it's Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando and Hollywood and other events around the area. Over to you, Joe.
And don't forget to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also see our ugly faces on YouTube, so please hit that subscribe button. Thank you.
Is your history with Halloween Horror Nights? Should we say haunts events in general?
For a few seconds, I thought you was going to say what was his web browser history, and I was saying, no, we don't bring that up on this show.
you don't want to know.
So, joining me on this second half of the podcast is Arshinade.
Hello, hello.
As advertised. Yeah, how are you, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm living the dream, you know. I love just doing 1,000 podcasts a minute now.
I mean, you say that as if you don't, but you actually do love it.
I do love it. In the space, I mean, Nick decided to throw his toys out of the pram, right? The week I brought back Morlando and It's Christmas podcast. And I'm like, are you fucking shitting me? But it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah. So you're on now to talk about your Universal portion of your stay trip. Well, it's mainly you're on Universal most of it, aren't you?
Yeah. We're pretty much just Universal. We initially, when we booked it, we were kind of looking at doing a bit of both. And then Disney was just working out so much more expensive to do like predominantly Disney rather than predominantly Universal. And the last time I was in Universal, I was only there for a singular day, didn't really get to see a whole lot. And Adam has been to Universal before, but it was when he was probably about 7 years old. So a lot of stuff has changed.
Nice one.
Yeah, so we figured we'd do a full Universal trip.
So how many days are you there then?
So we get in on the Saturday and we fly out the following Saturday. So we're just doing a week.
Fantastic. I mean, that's basically a long weekend, but it's a week. When I go for a long weekend, I do 5 days. You know what I mean? So I think you'll smash everything in that week, Universal-wise.
Yeah, for sure. We do have, initially we were just going to do 1 day at Disney, but we're actually doing 2 days in Disney, but I'll cover that on a different podcast. So we've got like 5 days-ish in Universal. And then I think of the days that we're there, there's at least 4 days, not including the day that we're traveling, that we can go to Halloween Horror Nights. But if we're wide awake on the Saturday and our ticket includes a Saturday, we might go in the day that we arrive. We'll see how we're feeling.
Well, you're going to have the early morning, aren't you, when you land?
Yeah.
The next morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, round Walmart, in the Uber, filling your boots. So where are you staying?
We're staying in Cabana Bay. So we'd looked at a couple different options. We'd looked at some of the like more premium hotels that give you express as well. But honestly, I just prefer the vibe of Cabana Bay.
It's definitely a vibe.
Yeah, it's much more. As we looked at a bunch of like resort walkthroughs on YouTube and stuff like that, because I kind of had a fairly good idea of what each of the hotels was like, but Adam hadn't a clue. As I said, the last time he was there, he was a child, and he wouldn't be quite as into theme parks, shall we say. Not into theme parks, but like he wouldn't search out a random hotel that he's never been to or might never stay at, unlike the likes of us. So yeah, we kind of weighed up our option of staying at a more deluxe one and getting the express, but we just preferred the look of Cabana Bay, and it was a fair bit cheaper from what I remember as well.
Yeah, and are you going October, is it? September?
September.
So it's quite quiet. Yeah, it's quite quiet in the park. So the expresses are nice to have. I mean, for me in August, it's a given. You've just got to have it. But as soon as you get into September, October, you can walk on most of the stuff at Universal. There's a bit of queue, but it's all part of it. It's boss.
Yeah, that's what we were thinking. And especially because we have so many days that we're dedicating to Universal, it kind of felt a bit unnecessary. So, now we might one day decide to splash out and get express. To be fair, if we were going to do that, we'd probably use it for horror nights rather than the actual park itself during the day. But we'll see.
Yeah, I'd use it for Halloween Horror Night, just 100%. Again, but you don't need to do it every night. I might consider it if I was going for a weekend, but if you've got a few days there, you can judge what houses you want to do again. Stay and Scream is mind-blowing. You can get so much done. It's a vibe. Yeah. It's a whole, like, scene. Stay and Scream. Then people become friends for life who you're just standing with, having a bevy, all corralled into this area. And then you're all just leg it in separate directions. You can easily get 5 houses done if you get the right Stay and Scream.
That's what we're hoping. We were contemplating maybe doing it on the Sunday, because that'll be like our first proper night at Horror Nights, so that we could kind of get as much as possible done, and then the other nights that we're there kind of just redo stuff that we particularly enjoyed. But we'll see. Nothing set in stone.
Is there anywhere in like City Walk where you want to definitely eat? You must have been looking at menus. Because you're which one are you? You're vegan?
Vegetarian. We're both vegetarian. So that's always fun. I'd say we were having a look at the various different restaurants and stuff, and because I'm utterly unhinged, I'm in the process of doing out a spreadsheet that we can have on our phones of where does and doesn't have vegetarian options, because there's still quite a few places in the parks that don't really have a vegetarian option other than a slice of cheese pizza, which, don't get me wrong, there's a time and place for a slice of cheese pizza. So I am in the process of going through literally all of the menus for Universal and being like, this is what's available, does it do drinks or not, stuff like that, so we can just kind of have a quick gander rather than walking across the park or walking halfway across City Walk to then find out that it doesn't have any veggie options. So I'd say of like sit down restaurants that we really want to go to, we both love Mexican food, so probably Antojitos, is that what it's called?
Yeah, we had a lovely meal there in 2017 with the Taylors.
Nice.
Sat outside. It was lashing down.
Oh, no.
But we were undercover and everything like that, so it was fine. Yeah. And it's just so warm there anyway, you don't care, but it was a lovely meal. Do you know what, right? The ale is good in there. The food is good in there. There's nothing. Yeah. You'll love it.
Yeah, I love a good Mexican restaurant. So that's of... We're not really planning on doing a lot of sit-down restaurants in general, both in Universal and Disney. I'd say that'll probably be the kind of main one. A lot of it will probably be like quick service or like snacky things, which is fine by us. But yeah, that's probably the main place.
Are you going to look to go off property at all to do any? No.
Potentially, Adam would really like to go to IHOP. That's like a thing that he has in his head that he really wants to go to. We probably want to go to like Target or Walmart or potentially both, because it'll be the Halloween season and every year there's just always a load of stuff that we want to order, but trying to get it shipped over to Europe is an absolute nightmare. So I'll probably go do a little bit of shopping one of the days, and then head back into the park before Stay and Scream, so we're back for horror nights. But potentially like Olive Garden or something like that, or there's a cocktail bar that I follow on Instagram. I think it's called like Cocktails and Screams. And it's like a horror themed cocktail bar. Like you can get big like fishbowl cocktails that come in like a pumpkin pail. So probably try go to that at some stage.
I literally cry walking into Walmart. So can't help it. It's the smell. It's the air conditioning. It gets me every time. That damn musty smell.
I don't know if I've ever been in a Walmart. I've definitely been in like other supermarkets, but I don't think I've been in a Walmart.
It's like an Asda.
Yeah. And we don't have Asda either, but here we are.
The Target is more like Tesco, something like that. I don't know. I love them both equally. But anyway, so what's your plan on the first day? Have you got a plan? Have you got it like, we are getting up and we are going to Harry Potter, or we're going to Velocicoaster? Have you got a spreadsheet for that?
It kind of. It's funny. I was only asking Adam about this the other day. So one thing that I do still need to book. So we booked the hotel and we booked our tickets through Attraction Tickets Direct.
Yeah.
They seem to be who Universal partner with for anybody booking over this side of the world, because I went through the Universal website and then it kicked me out to Attraction Tickets Direct, so that's fine. The one thing that you can't book through Attraction Tickets, which reminds me I still need to reach out to Universal, is Universal has a shuttle bus that you can get from MCO. I think it's $40 round trip per person, but you have to book that directly with the hotel. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because I don't have to be worried about trying to like get an Uber as soon as we land. I'd like to just know that we have that booked in, but you can't book that via Attraction Tickets Direct. I reached out to them and I have to do that directly with Universal. So that is one thing that I need to organize. But as for the first day, I was literally asked Adam while we were away at the weekend, like, what does he want to kind of do first? Or had he anything kind of specific in mind? So I think we've kind of settled on Velocicoaster for our first ride on the first morning, kind of.
I think that'll be ours as well in August.
Getting out with a bang.
Yeah, because it wasn't built last time I was there. I think they were building it. Hagrid's was certainly there, but we couldn't get on it. I can't remember why we couldn't get on it. It was in the August, but in the September when I went back with the boys, I didn't go on it because I promised my girls I'd go with them. And not in the end, I don't think any of us got on it because it was that untrustworthy. It was just a nightmare. So, yeah, I'm going to be with you on that Velocicoaster all day long.
Yeah, I'm very excited. So I think that'll be kind of, I did, because Adam is a Harry Potter fan. He didn't like, none of the Harry Potter stuff was built when he was there as a kid, obviously. So I did say like, do you want to do like Diagon Alley or Hogsmeade or something like that first? But he was worried that he'd end up falling down a rabbit hole and spending half the day in there. So he didn't want to necessarily get stuck in there for the day, shall we say. So, yeah. So I think we're going to try anyways to hit Velocicoaster first.
It was good with our Eve. So like you'd end up in Harry Potter anyway, because you just did.
Yeah.
But I went back in 2019 with our Eve and just spent the afternoon. She bought an interactive wand and we went around all the wands. She was rubbish at it, but we just spent time there and just hanged around and just mingled. And it's nice if you've got time to give yourself that little bit of time. It'd be, you know, if you're going to eat there and chill out and have a bevy and put some alcohol in your butterbeer. I mean, what alcohol would you put in your butterbeer?
You can get it spiked with Fireball whiskey, can't you?
Yeah, but it's that. Oh, I mean, we always have shots of Fireball whiskey when we're there. It's horrible. Isn't it horrible?
I mean, it's not great. It's not really like whiskey, but
a little Jameson, maybe.
Yeah, bring a few little baby Jamesons. Yeah. But yeah, I think it'll be, there's so many things that I missed the last time I was there that are like iconic Universal rides that I didn't go on that I'm excited to get to do this time. Like, I didn't do The Mummy, I didn't do Jurassic Park, didn't do Spider-Man, I didn't do the horror makeup show, which I'm buzzing to do.
Yeah.
So there's so many things that are just like quintessential Universal that I just did not get to do the last time because I was only there for a day, and even then Horror Nights was on that night, so we had to leave like early as well. We didn't get like a late day in it, so there's so many things that I didn't get to do last time that I'm excited to do, and then obviously see the new things as well. I think Hulk was closed the last time I was there as well. I think that was when it was getting its full track refit, so we didn't get to do that either.
I'm not a fan of the Hulk, but I'd say go on it, like, but yeah, I have mixed memories of the Hulk. One day it can be fine, the next day you're coming off with you need a chiropractor, but I wouldn't do multiple rides of it. I'd just run around and get back on it. I'd certainly give it a go, like, but so you've got loads to do then, haven't you, of like firsts?
So much. Yeah. So many. And there's so many things that have opened or changed since Adam was there, obviously, when he was a kid, that there's so many new things for him to do as well. So I think that's why, again, initially when we were looking at going, we were looking at doing more of a Disney focused trip and then do a couple days in Universal, but price wise, but also there's just so much stuff in Universal that we've never done outside of Horror Nights as well, that we figured we'd like dedicate a full trip to this. And then in a couple of years, we'll maybe go back and do more of a Disney focused trip, maybe when Epic Universe is open, and then head over and do a few days there. But yeah, there's so much stuff for us to do. I'm really excited.
I mean, you've got to go and have a Duff, and you've got to have it in Moe's Tavern for the first one.
Yeah, see, I'm not a beer drinker. Adam is. He'll have a Duff. I'll have a Flamin' Mo or something else.
Yeah, put a vodka in that then.
Yeah.
That'll be all right. But it's just little things like that, you know, and just taking 10 minutes to have that beer and just watch people and listen to the background music and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I want to go get one of the Jaws cocktails as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just, and you need,
by Bruce.
I can't remember that fella's name. I think we put a video out of him doing it. I think everyone puts a video out of him doing it.
Yeah.
The full act, but again, you've got to do that as well, haven't you?
Big time. Yeah, that's definitely on the plan.
And then, like, thinking of Halloween Horror Night, are you going to have a lazy afternoon? Are you going to close the event out? I've never closed an event out yet.
I would like to. We probably won't on our first night. So we get there on the Saturday. Horror Nights is on the Sunday. And then the Monday, we're hopping over and doing a night in Disney. So probably not on the Sunday, because we're going to have to get up stupidly early to then transfer over to Disney. But we have kind of a block the latter half of the week where Horror Nights is on every night. It's on the Wednesday, the Thursday, and the Friday. So I'd say at least one of those nights we'll probably try stay for the full thing. But
it's hard as well, isn't it, when they haven't made any real announcements?
Yeah, it's difficult. Like, I have a notification set up for the Horror Nights Twitter, but it's just like random little things coming out. I'm like, just give me something concrete. Like, I know we have Chucky, but like, just something a bit more concrete would be nice. And I know they've released the single day tickets, but they haven't released multi-night tickets, so we don't actually have our tickets for Horror Nights yet, which is frustrating as well. But yeah, we had initially thought about potentially doing an RIP tour, because we'd watched a couple of vlogs of it and stuff like that. But the prices, when we watched the vlog, it was like, oh yeah, it's like $200 to $250 per person. And we were like, okay, maybe we'll have a look, we'll see. But then when they got released, I think for the nights we were there, every night was like $300 plus. And we were like, do you know what, that's just a bit more than we had anticipated. So I don't think we'll go down the route of an RIP tour. As I said, potentially Express one of the nights if we fancy it. But
yeah, I mean, you've also got that option that I didn't know about until this year, that Phil Gard uses, is the after 11 o'clock Express pass. You know, so you can, I don't think it'll be busy though. I just, because you're going,
yeah, it is quite early in the season.
You're going at a perfect time, really, where there will be crowds, but I fully expect you'll smash everything there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I think we're there the second week of Horror Nights. So all that kind of initial, all the vloggers going, will probably have died down by the time we go. So that's what I'm hoping anyways, that like it won't be too crazy busy, ideally. But I'm so excited. Like, I've been watching vlogs / listening to podcasts and stuff by Horror Nights since I went in 2015. So I'm excited to actually get to go now.
I mean, Voodoo Donuts, that wasn't there last time you were there.
No, I really want to try Voodoo Donuts.
And they will have a Halloween Horror Night donut.
Beautiful.
And the merch in there. Yeah. I mean, have you got a budget for your merch?
Vaguely, but we'll see. Because my kryptonite is Halloween stuff at the best of times. So the fact that we're going to be in at the theme parks as well is probably going to be fairly dangerous. So we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love the fog t-shirt. I'm going to get some Halloween Horror Night merch when I'm there in August. I'm missing the event by 5 days.
Oh, no.
I know. And we emailed of our tour agent and said, like, can you extend it for 10 of us for 5 days? And we would have just got an iDrive or something. And he said there's no availability on the flights. They just fucked us off, basically.
No.
And there must be availability because we're flying with Aer Lingus. And you're flying with Aer Lingus.
Yeah.
And you're flying on a Saturday. So.
Yeah. Yeah, Aer Lingus fly, there's only certain days of the week Aer Lingus fly direct to MCO from Dublin. And I am not a person, I'm not a fan of connecting flights. I just can't, especially on the way back. Plus, if anybody doesn't know, if you're flying from Dublin to the States or from Shannon to the States, you go through passport control in Dublin Airport. Like, there are American passport security agents in Dublin Airport. Once you hit a certain point in the airport, you're technically on American soil. So you go through all of that in Dublin Airport. And then when you land in MCO, you go through domestic gates. So you don't get stuck in all the passport control and all that kind of stuff. So they check your ESTAs while you're still in Dublin, which is nice.
I mean, we're flying direct, so we haven't got that option. I would have considered it, but it just, I'd like to think MCO, because I think we're landing in the new terminal.
Fair.
And I think it's a bit of a shit show at the moment, isn't it?
Oh, no.
Depending on who you listen to or who you talk to. Some people breeze through it and then others get stuck for hours.
Yeah.
So hopefully this will be the first summer that it's fully operational and it's ironed out all its kinks and all that.
Fingers crossed. What time of your flights are? Are they at like decent times?
Yeah, they did change them. But I want to say, I think it's like 10:30 or 11 o'clock, the flight over. Okay. And like we're going straight to the Hard Rock. and in days gone by, we've just gone to the pool that night, let the kids have a swim, had a few bevvies, had our tea at the side of the pool, and then hit the sack. I'm not sure what we'll do this time. We haven't. It's very, very weird. We have made very little plans for our trip. Very little plans.
Yeah.
It's the new, without talking about Disney, but it's the new Disney World Order. It's just so prohibitive. I just can't face it. We don't. That's the beauty of Universal. You don't have to do any planning.
Yeah. Yeah. It is quite nice because I know we had a brief chat about it before, and again, not to go too far down the Disney rabbit hole, but because we're only doing 2 days and one of those days we're doing the Halloween party, like we knew exactly what we were doing those days anyway, so having to kind of wait for specific things, and because we're not planning on doing much sit-down dining, we're not kind of too restricted on that either. But
It's perfect.
Yeah,
it is. Doing it the right way.
Yeah, going to Universal feels a bit kind of like going to DLP. Like, you don't, so long as you can get into the park, like, you don't really have to make that many plans. You can kind of just take it on a day-by-day basis, which is quite nice.
Yeah. Is there anything you're not going to do? Like,
is there anything I'm not going to do?
Like Rip Ride Rocket or anything, you know? Or are you going to do everything?
I would like to try and do everything, although except some, like, Dr. Doom's Fearfall. Like, I'm not doing that. I've done that. Not doing that again. But other than that, I can't think of anything that I'm specifically like, absolutely not. I won't do that. Like, I'll go on Fast and Furious. I've done Rip Ride Rocket before. It scared the bejesus out of me the first time I did it. But
yeah.
I feel like that's always the case with coasters. When you go on it the first time, it scares the life out of you. And then you go on it again, you're like, oh, okay, I can appreciate it. This is a bit more fun. Plus, Adam's never been on it and he loves a roller coaster, so I'll go on it with him. But I can't think of anything specific that we've like said we absolutely won't do. But yeah, no, I'd like to try it. As I said, like the last time I felt like I just did not have a lot of time in Universal, hence why I missed so many of the like the big like core things to Universal. So I'd like to try and do as much as we can, and kind of get to experience as much as we can while we're there. I can't think of anything that we're like absolutely not doing that.
The ones where people grumble a bit is Fast and Furious, obviously. Just have a bevy in you, because the last time we all rode it, we were all bevied. And it was the party bus, literally.
Yeah. We'll go get those Jaws cocktails and then we'll go on.
Yeah, exactly. And then Jimmy Fallon, I adore that ride. It's Marmite, but I love it.
I'm not overly excited about it, but I'll go on it.
Yeah. It's just boss, you know. It's just so silly.
Yeah. And
it's just boss. We haven't done the spy one. What's that called? The show. Oh my goodness. It replaced TD.
Oh, Born Stuntacular.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'd love to do that. But
it
was getting refurbed when we were there last. I think it was shut, or it was about to shut. So we haven't done it.
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Yeah. But apart from that, is there anything else you wanna anything specific you wanna say, bring up?
Not necessarily. I'm just excited to go. We got the tickets that include Volcano Bay as well. Now whether we're actually going to go to Volcano Bay, don't know. A little bit on the fence about that. Because we're staying in Cabana Bay, we've got that special entrance into Volcano Bay, which will be quite nice.
I mean, we've done it twice, and we paid for cabanas twice.
Right.
But we were doing it in August, and both experiences. But I mean, one of the days we got all our money back, and we got park tickets for the next holiday
as
compensation, because it was just so dreadful. Last time we went to Universal, we got free Universal tickets because of Volcano Bay.
I think just because we're only there for a week, I don't know if I necessarily want to give like a half a day to the water park. Like, I'd rather maybe go out and go to like Walmart or Target or something like that and prioritize that over going to Volcano Bay, but we'll see.
We literally couldn't walk in a straight line in August. And at that point, the tapu just falls down. It just can't cope with the crowd levels.
But
September might be, you know, an hour to read a book and just look at the volcano might be something that or go and have your dinner in there, and you don't have to go and swim. The food in there is lovely, you know, so consider their menus with you being so close.
True. We might give it a go, but we'll see. But as I said, like when it comes to like dining in the park, we're probably just going to do a lot of quick service and then just waiting for some more announcements for Horror Nights. Is all I was really like. I'd like to know what IPs are going in, because if it's like a TV show or a movie or whatever that we've not watched, I'd like to have a chance to watch it more than once, so you can kind of get an idea as to it.
Yeah, that's all part.
So you know what to look out for,
especially the year you're going. making sure you watch the stuff and you know the story or whatever. That's all part of it. I absolutely love that. Like, I've started watching Chucky, but I'm not going. So I'm like, I've watched two episodes. I'm not arsed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. We've watched part of the first season, but I don't know. It's just not grasping me for whatever reason. We were watching it on Now TV. I don't think we have Now TV anymore. But I'll obviously get back into it and finish it out before we go. But I'm not as excited about that aspect of Chucky. It's a good show. It's just,
I don't understand how a little doll can go around killing people. Because you just, as soon as that little doll turns up at the door with a knife in his hand, you're just going to volley him everywhere, aren't you? And then spray him with petrol and set him on fire.
Yeah, but if you've watched all the Child's Play movies, that doesn't make a difference.
Well, that's the thing. I've never seen one of them. I don't know why you can't just put him in a wheelie bin. Just put him in a wheelie bin. He's not getting out. Does me head in. But, right, we'll go ahead. Then we'll wind up this, not first episode of Universal After Dark. We've got loads of them, but the first of the New Dawn. Thank you very much for coming on.
No problem.
Obviously, you're still part of the team and all that, and we're kind of trying to get you on more. And we'll definitely have you on for a trip report.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll get you on the After Dark Halloween Adventure to talk a bit of Halloween Horror Nights, I think, before you go as well, once we know all the houses and that. So,
yeah, for sure.
Fantastic.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so listeners, thank you very much. Follow us on all the socials, whatever they are, they're in the show notes. I don't know what they are. I've had to fucking recreate them all and everything. Fucking pain in the ass. So see you next month. See you in the fog or something, whatever they say.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.